The African Union has threatened targeted sanctions against those inciting the violence in South Sudan. And the country's neighbors have given the country's warring faction until the end of today to lay down their arms and begin negotiations. The violence erupted on December 15th when fighting broke out among a group of soldiers in the capital, Juba, but quickly spread to more than half the country. The current president of the UN Security Council, Ambassador Gerard Araud of France, yesterday briefed reporters on the situation.
The situation in southern Sudan, and which is a very, very dire situation. There are still a lot of fighting, and fighting around Bor, for instance, where on the UN basis there are 12,000 IDPs, fighting in the city of Malakal, between government forces and opposition forces, while there are 22,000 IDPs on the UN basis, and in Bentiu, actually, where the oil production has ceased, the government forces are positioned to retake the city. The situation of the human rights is also pretty worrying. There are reports of torturing, killing, disappearance, and on ethnically targeted violence, actually. So the human rights sector or component of the mission has been upgraded, and investigations and reporting have been upgraded, so there could be accountability at the end of this tragedy.
And that was French Ambassador to the UN, Gerard Araud.